Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So Meta Threads will soon have search and web functionality. Mm-hmm. Since the use of the product has been down 80% since the launch, what can it do to make the app a hit product?
I wanted to come to you guys first. You guys are the social media experts. One good issue or problem that Meta does have is that everyone got on the platform, a bunch of users, but the falloff has been great. So I wanted to come to you guys first and see, like, what do you think they can do to make Threads a hit and ultimately take Twitter and put Twitter out of business?
I think that Threads, I don't know if it was essentially designed to just neutralize Twitter or overtake Twitter.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's going to overtake Twitter, but it can have some level of, you know, stinging neutralization to kind of like just minimize its impact on pop culture. But I just feel like it's kind of difficult for people to use Threads. Instagram is the main horse in the stable. Yeah. Right. So if I was them, I would just focus, make sure that Instagram is always as efficient as possible and moving in the right direction as possible. And add new things to that. They have Threads, so you can't just like demand, you can't just wrap it up. But I don't feel that a large emphasis should be put on Threads per se, if I was in Meta's office, because, you know, it's difficult for people to multitask and use Threads and then use Instagram. And then, you know, they might be on Twitter, and it's just a lot. But Instagram, I think, is the best social media app because it has the most to offer. It has a writing component. It has a live component. It has a picture component. It has a video component. So I was them, I would focus more on having a better user experience, a better reach, a better, you know, platform for Instagram, as opposed to really drilling down and spending a lot more money in marketing Threads even more.
I'd be interested to see
if it's not Threads, maybe it is Twitter. Connect yourself to a live event or a series of live events, or even like one of these smaller sporting events. When I think about one of the things we love about looking at Twitter is having live reactions.
Yeah, right?
Like when we watch an event, we want to see what other people are saying. But more importantly, a lot of times we want to see what other athletes are saying about what they're watching. And so imagine a world where Threads is the sponsor of a pickleball league or something like that, where everybody is like, "What is this thing?" But everybody keeps investing in it, and we can watch the reactions happening live inside of the space. You just got to find different ways to be creative and innovative. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you said. How long can you be the person that duplicates what the business has done before?
Yeah.
And so I'd be interested to see what platform does that. Because there'll be obviously some setbacks and some drawbacks from it, but then it'll be refined into a place where like this becomes the norm. So I'll be interested in seeing something like that.
Yeah. I would love for them. I know they've been working on an AI model. I would really love AI content creation on Threads. Like if I was in their office, I'm like, if you can find a way to take, let's say, the top 500 power users, build out their 5 tweets or 5 threads for the day, and build that and do that at scale, that would help tremendously. Because then you're not starting from a blank canvas. Going back to that point of live events, like even small, like sponsoring something smaller, like a battle rap event, and have people act, because you need, I think Twitter has done a great job of like bringing Tucker Carlson in, but it would be dope if like a UFC event was put exclusively through Threads, mm-hmm. then to have the reaction. And now if you have the auto Threads function with AI and it can build out content for you, that would change the game. Like, and if they do that and then can employ that into Instagram to build content out for you, that would definitely create some headwinds for them going into like this difficult and climate, inflation-based climate that we're in right now. So that would be my number one suggestion.
Yeah, it was kind of how when we looked at Instagram when Versus was at its peak.
Right. Good point. Yep.
We watched that live. 500,000 people were in it live. A million people were in it live watching it happening. And the chat, like you were watching to see the performances, but you were also watching to see who else was in that chat with you. Like, oh, wait, Oprah's here today. Oh, Michelle Obama's coming. Like, I don't like how D-Nice revolutionized that in a sense. So imagine a platform where that can happen on a consistent basis. I mean, it'd be interesting.
That'd be amazing.
Well, I think streaming is definitely a next iteration of social media. But
tell me more.
Well, like the Versus, right? For instance, that was a form of streaming where it was going live on Instagram Live. Then, then it started going live on other platforms. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of low costing content that can be streamed. I have one idea that I'm not going to talk about right now because
don't do that.
Somebody might take it, but there's a variety of things that can be streamed that don't necessarily have to have large production value. Like you said, like the battle rap thing or...
Stop there. TV timeout.
Things of that nature.
So yes.
So I just feel like, you know, like Versus was a cultural moment, right? And at the beginning of Versus, it was very low production. Mm-hmm. As Versus went on, then they started doing Madison Square Garden and different things of that nature. But at the beginning of Versus, it was one person in their studio with the iPhone, another person in their studio with the iPhone, and then it was going on Instagram Live. That caused a lot of problems with the connections and the sound and all of that. But the idea of Versus was a very low-costing product that was streamed on social media as opposed to being streamed on streaming services like Netflix or Hulu. And that was something that was actually revolutionary if you really think about it. Nobody really thought about it like that, but that was actually a form of a streaming service. And Instagram became a streaming service at that point in time where Instagram Live, and that happened during the pandemic where the live went – originally the live was meant for just to communicate with your followers. So it's like, okay, I'm going to go live. I'm going to talk to my followers. They're going to see what I'm doing live. But Versus changed the game when they actually turned live into a streaming service.
So we got to give D-Nice credit first before Versus.
because he's the first person that he went live with a DJ set for 10 hours that we just watched because there was nothing.
That was true. That was different.
And then like, he was the first, like it was 100,000 people watching. And then Tim and Swiss, and shout out to Swiss, the episode was incredible. If you didn't
tune Absolutely.
In, go check out that episode of Assets Over Liabilities. Then they did a live together in their car. And I think Swiss was in his car and Tim was in the studio. And then that kind of launched Versus. But the D-Nice thing originally was like, all right, this is something special. So to see where it's going, like you said, it is, right? Because now if I want to go back and watch that, some of those, like I was watching The Bounty Killer versus Beanie Man the other day.
Yeah.
Where do I go? Like they don't have them all captured in one place. Like I can watch it on YouTube, maybe Apple Music.
Yeah.
Started having some of them. Trilla got some of them. So it's like they're all over, but there's not one specific place I can watch them all.
Yeah. So D-Nice did it on an individual basis, yes. Mm-hmm. But Versus did it where it became must watch TV mm-hmm. with different people and different, you know, that D-Nice was streaming in the form of like Twitch, Consonant, Hold Your Head. That was like where you just watch somebody for hours at a time, right? That happens with gaming and stuff like that. But when I'm talking about streaming, I'm talking about in it from an event standpoint, where it's like I'm watching an event streamed. Mm-hmm. And that's what Versus, that was the brilliance of Versus. My prediction is that social media, the next iteration of social media will be streaming.
That's interesting.
They have to incorporate a streaming component into the social media. I don't know, maybe you charge $5 a month to have access to a menu of different streaming. Like, let's think about it. Nobody has more on their platform. Instagram has more people on their platform than every streaming service combined.
Yeah, for real. I was going to say combined. So for
let's
sure.
Let's say Instagram just
put and a back. Higher watch rate.
Yeah, I think that the future of social media is going to be streaming, low costing, cultural moments. And like I said, you know, Meta has more users than all of the streaming services combined.
Indeed.
Just Instagram alone. Mm-hmm. So imagine if they have a feature where it's $5 a month. The Instagram is free, but it costs $5
Stop.
A month.
Stop. Go to call before. Don't get too much. Don't get too much time out. Go ahead. I don't want to mess up the moment, but hold on. Hey, make a couple calls. Go ahead.
All right. But just, you know, yeah, think about it. So
if we're about 12 billion, we can't get it away for free.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
How many billion dollar ideas can you have?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
respect them.
We will monitor the situation
and closely. Hey, before it, what's up?
Yes, fact. Okay. So let's get into this. Is the American dream dead and turning into a nightmare?
Well, I don't want to cut your point off. I just don't want you to give away the business model. But why do you think more streaming services have not done that? And why are they not looking at Instagram as their biggest competitor?
I don't know. I think
if y'all get mad and hit that button and the NBA finals come on.
Yo,
I think Instagram, they haven't made, I don't think that they've really figured it out yet. And they still look at themselves as a social media platform as opposed to a streaming service. But the day that they look at themselves as a streaming service and not just a social media platform, the streaming services are in trouble. Because I don't have a subscription to the vast majority of streaming services. I have a Netflix subscription.
Yep.
I just recently got Hulu. I've never used it really that much though. I don't have Disney Plus. Maybe. I don't have
Apple TV.
I don't have all of these other ones, right?
I got them all.
Roku. I don't have. But what I have and what every person has is Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're bringing out the payment for Reels back. So let's just advocate for Meta real quick. Could they be the new TV network? And let's just say they made it whatever price point we don't want to give out. But if they put a few hit shows on there and a couple sports.
They got a hit show. A bunch of them. It's like if Kim Kardashian goes, they watch her live.
That's a good point.
If Messi decides that he's going to do something live, that's going to get more ratings than any performance, any sporting event will get.
But yeah. But it's not done on a regular basis.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not.
When he was saying like a hit show, like, you know, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, that's every Monday on. At 8 o'clock, you're going to watch Market Mondays.
Now, but imagine it if the Kardashians, right, because she has over 385 million. Imagine if she said, you know what, we're not doing the Hulu deal with that streaming service anymore. We're going to go exclusively live. It becomes unfiltered, unedited, which makes it a lot different. It makes it raw, right? So like when people... Even like from a standpoint of when you're using social media now, like even you, like when you're studying it, you're seeing like the more organic the video is, the more popular it is.
Yeah.
So what if that became the wave, right? I think from a sporting standpoint, the licensing is what gets in the way for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can figure out a structure, I mean,
the licensing, you do deals with the you do a deal with the NFL, you do a deal with the NBA,
right? But they're in those leagues are in deals with people now. Right, so like it would be tough to do it in this next 2 to 3 year span.
Yeah, I know it'd be crazy though.
UFC is available. NBA is about to become available shortly. So, and that was the issue we said with Disney, like how they're going to do this as far as the NBA being on their networks, ESPN being the forefront, and then TNT being another one. So they're cutting back because they see the landscape of linear TV. They know that most of the money is coming through advertising when people are watching it. But, you know, we just spoke about advertising on Meta. And we spoke about advertising on Amazon. We talked about it on Google. People are watching the finals on YouTube TV. You can't stop that.
You can't stop it.
It's happening.
And if I know Elon wants the fight between him and Zuck to be on X. But if it's on Instagram and they have a nice card and Izzy fights before them and that could be interesting. Rashad, I think you hit a good point. We got to make some calls. Matter, don't steal our ideas.
Yeah.
Let's work together.
Go monitor this situation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.